Hi, Jacob?
Hi, this is Jacob.
Hey, Jacob, this is John with Local Splash.
Yeah, man, how's it going? Sorry, I was with a customer when she called. It was a bad time, but I didn't want to not answer.
Yeah, no problem. I totally understand. Everybody that I work with is a business owner, so things like that happen on a regular basis.
Oh, that's great.
But I understand you were going over everything with her. She asked me to jump on the line mainly because of a discount that she wanted me to override towards her pricing structure. But did you have any particular questions about the placement on Google aside from just the cost?
Where does it get? She said front page. So like first part, is this like first thing that pops up when insulation is going to be Googled? Attic insulation, blown in insulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, like, if you do the search, obviously there's Huntsville Spray Foam Pros. I don't know if you've heard of them before. Yeah. So there's a map that pops up right next to it, and then there's them, and then there's Retro Foam of Alabama LLC. Have you heard of them before?
Yep.
Okay.
Nope.
And okay. Well, that's fine. Your point is to beat them anyway. But we have one other spot available, and that'll cover about a 50-mile radius around New Hope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So once we put you there, the customers are able to contact you directly off the first page. You won't have to pay per lead or click or call. We do list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases, so insulation would just be one of them. We want to get in there and obviously try to list you for as many services as possible, so that way it kind of casts a net on that first page of opportunity, and that way, you know, you get a higher call volume from it. But we do have a system called Google Analytics that allows us to kind of see which keywords are trending in your area, like whether people are typing in insulation contractor more than spray foam insulation. I imagine you'll probably have both of those, but we use that data to our advantage, right? We always recommend the ones that are getting the most traffic, the most hits. But you have final say on what you're listed for. So it's customized based on the services you provide, as well as the service area, too.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah. So, you, like I said earlier, you won't have to pay per lead or anything like that. That's a big reason Tara wanted me to jump on the line, is because she said you were doing a pay per lead service now, and you just started your company in September?
Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of times those paper lead systems, they have you going backwards before you're going forwards, if you know what I mean. Sometimes
you're 100% correct.
Yeah, yeah, I know how that is. Like, I've been doing this for 10 years, and the guys that start out with a paper lead system, they always wind up going backwards first. Sometimes it takes them like a year or two before they reach profitability because they got to catch up, basically, on all the leads that they paid for that didn't turn into jobs. Sometimes you're just practicing getting your pitch down. And you're burning through a couple of them, so that learning curve alone is going to cost you some money. But this is nice. You know, the customers are seeing you as a top recommended company, so there's a lot of credibility in that. You know, and most people are choosing from the first page of Google. We actually did a study and found that 83% of searches that are done on Google actually go to the guys in this section on the first page. So they're rarely even going to the second half of the first page or page
awesome.
Two. So we're putting you right in the thick of it. You know, or about 80% of them are going to pull the trigger. But as far as cost, everything we do is month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract. Tara requested a package for you that included the .com website as well. She said you didn't have a website yet.
I've got a website.
You do have a website?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, if you already have a website, that'll make things even more affordable, because if we build the website for you, it would be $299 monthly. Without having to build the website for you, I can drop it down to $199 on a month-to-month basis, and that's part of the new in-business credit. The guys that are up there now are usually able to offset the cost of the program with the first job each month. And then it's also considered a business expense. So we send you over the invoices, and you can share those with your CPA. That way you can write it off, too. Okay. So if I could approve that discounted pricing structure at $199 on a month-to-month basis, you won't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. I mean, I'm sure this is something you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
When's
so I'm going
to... When am I going to be able to see it?
Well, we have to PIN verify you first. That's the most time...
verification from Google, Phil.
Yeah, that's usually the most time-consuming part of it. So once you get that verification letter, there's a 5-digit number that we're going to need from you. It's on the back of that card. And then once we verify it, we're allowed to go ahead and go live. So between now and when you receive that PIN verification in the mail, we're going to do all the legwork on the account. We'll do a client interview, customize the campaigns, get all the ads set up, get all the directory submissions set up. So that way, once we get that PIN, we could just go ahead and go live with it.
Wait.
Okay. What's your business website? I actually wasn't able to find one. I typed in rocketcityinsulation.com. And I
LLC, Rocket City Insulation.
That makes sense. Okay. Let me see if I can add the LLC to this and what we pull up here. And do you own this domain or website?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm still getting this site can't be reached at Rocket City Insulation LLC. Okay.
Let's see. Let me make sure.
Okay.
It's just rocketcityinsulation.com.
Oh, okay. That's what I typed in the first time. Interesting. RocketCityInsulation.com. Oh, here it is, yeah. Oh, I see what happened here. Okay. For some reason it doesn't need the HTTP. How do you feel about this site? Do you like it?
I could care less, honestly.
I still won't have to charge you for a website if you own this domain name and that logo, but I can remodel it for you.
Yeah,
extra charge.
For GoDaddy.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. You pay for the domain, and then they usually try to charge you a hosting fee as well, but you won't need to pay the hosting fee anymore. Once you're using our services, we'll actually provide a hosting for you. And
what
then we have...
Will I get to keep my website, or are you going to take it?
What was that? I'm sorry? You cut out.
I said, what if I stop using you guys? Am I going to keep my website, or are you going to take it?
No, you'll keep your website, but you're going to have a host in order to keep the content on there. So you definitely would want to find a host before you cancel, but I don't think you're going to want to cancel. I mean, if you spend $1, you make $10 back. You usually don't cancel something like that. There's not many things in this life that'll do that for you. So, if you canceled it, you'd want to find a host so that way the content stays on there. That's any website. If you don't have a host to keep the content on the site, then the site just goes blank. You'll still own the domain, but then all the content and the pictures and the logo, everything comes off of there.
Perfect.
Yep. So, if you find a host prior to discontinuing, or let us know ahead of time that you're going to discontinue it, we can make sure you get a host, or we can even offer you hosting if you just wanted to keep the hosting but not continue to do the optimization. That'd be totally fine. We wouldn't want you to lose your site or any of the reviews or any of the content we build for you just because you want to stop doing the optimization.
Okay.
We want to make sure we're leaving you in a good spot. We don't want to hurt your business. The idea here is to make sure that you're profitable so that way we could see you come back each month. If you're not making money, we're not making money, you know? All right, so I just want to verify some of this information. I know you've already requested verification, but everything has to match up with what we submit to Google, so I'm just going to kind of assume with what we have here is still accurate, but I still want to verify. So primary line of contact, 256-585-7378.
That's correct.
Okay. And the, what happened to it? I just had it here. There we go. Okay. Is this business street address still accurate that we have here? Because it's showing as a 280 Oak Grove Road?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you want this address hidden?
Yeah, if we can.
Yeah, I can hide it. It'll still say New Hope. and it'll still have Alabama on there, or the AL, and it'll still have the zip code on.
It's my primary residence.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm pro Second Amendment. I don't want anybody showing up to my house uninvited either.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll leave a mess for the local PD, huh? I got little ones in there, so.
Me too. So.
Yeah, I don't play around with that.
Well, we're just building, and I don't want to worry about anybody coming over or anything.
No, yeah, I totally understand. I'll hide it for you. So, like I said, it'll still say city, state, and zip. You know, the PIN verification is still going to put a little red dot there kind of indicating where you are, but it's vague. It's not really enough for them to, yeah, okay. And then what was your last name, Jacob?
Williams.
And are you
So when the business starts going and I have money in the, I kind of swap cards because right now it's on my personal stuff. Will I be able to move the payment over to business?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm actually
I'm trying
to
get everything out of my personal account. I've got a business account, but I just don't have any money in there now.
Yeah, it's really smart to have them separated. I have two businesses outside of this. One's hosted by my father. He's the partner. I did the air quotes there. And then I have a father-in-law who's my other partner. It's my lady's dad.
Yeah.
And I have them put everything on the business account. So
what do y'all do?
So I have one that's a tree service, and the other one's a painting company. So my lady's dad manages the painting company, and my dad manages the tree service. It was really his company, my dad's company, but I took it over when they were having financial problems.
Yeah,
and so technically I'm the owner of it. But he used to have me doing that from when I was like 15 years old. He would get up in the tree and cut it, and I would do all the cleaning.
Yeah, that's what my kids are doing that stuff too. So, I work full time for a heating and air company. I sell air conditioners. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and I design stuff. So I'm going to have somebody running this. I'm going to run this business too, but somehow I'm going to have people working for me. So. Do you use these lead services too?
Yeah, for both of my companies. Actually, the painting company, I didn't launch until I was already doing this for a couple months. So I had fully, like, developed a pipeline of business because my lady's dad was working for somebody, and he didn't want to leave there unless we had consistent work. So
yeah.
I actually waited for a local listing to open up. I started it without even telling him. And then when I asked him to come join, I already had a whole pipeline of work. And I was like, well, if you don't want to leave that and come help, I can always find somebody else, you know. And he was like, okay, you know. So I kind of cornered him into that. But we ended up having such an overflow throughout the year where he was able to kind of sit back and not have to work anymore, which is nice.
Yeah.
They're not originally from here, my lady's parents. She was, but they're not. So his chances of like 401k and retirement were slim to none. This guy was pretty much planning on working until, you know, really croaked. Yeah. So, you know, I helped him out with that, and he just kind of sits back now and helps seal the deal and manage and kind of oversee everything. So, nice. You know, his experience and quality of work was always there. It was just, he didn't have the resources and the network. So.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but marketing on Google is essential. I always tell people, you know, if you don't get the marketing aspect of your business going before you start the company, things get real turbulent sometimes, you know.
You're not getting calls and you're not making any money.
Yeah, well, it's just they can't even find you. You know, you can have the ideal customer right down the street from you, but if they don't see you as an option, your chances are slim.
That's right.
Unless you guys have weekly sit downs in the neighborhood.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah, me either. I'm like two companies and work. I pretty much dedicate every moment that I have aside from that to my kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, we can absolutely switch your billing information. I'm actually going to text you my direct number and extension. So I'll still be here with you. I'm kind of walking you through the campaign. Making sure that you're comfortable, and obviously you'll have a direct point of contact there if you want something done quickly. And then the same number is our customer service line. So if you dial that line without the extension attached to it, there's still 24/7 customer service available to you.
Sweet.
And these guys are all in-house, so you don't have to worry about any foreigners or anything like that. They'll sound like Americans.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. And then,
what did you say the company name was again?
Local Splash. LOCAL. Here, let me show
you. Where
you
guys from? Where's it at?
We're based out of Orange County, California. We're right next to Google. We're about a 5-minute drive from the Google headquarters. Like by Disneyland. I don't know if you ever been out in California. Yeah. Super overpriced. I've actually been trying to get them to allow me to relocate. Because I see these houses that they got out in Texas, and they're just like, wow. You know, I've been looking around. They got things like here, you know, my house, it's like, it sounds different when you're talking to somebody who's not from California, but my house is a $1 million property. But here, that's nothing. It's not. It's not. It's nothing special. My neighbors, they're spitting distance. so it's I've been thinking, you know, it's probably best if I either if I just sell it and move maybe to Texas, and we've looked at Tennessee, and we looked at Colorado and a couple different things, but the value is just a lot better. I'm pretty sure with the equity I already built in the home, you know, there was one I was looking at in Texas I could probably just buy outright and own it once we sell this one. I pay back the bank what I owe them. But, yeah. So, all right. I sent you my contact information. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then Jacob Williams. What's your business email address?
It's RocketCityInsulationLLC@gmail.com.
Perfect. You're already a Gmail user, so that'll be great. Do you use Google Calendar at all since you work full-time? Yeah. Okay. There's an integration that we could put into your website where if they fill out the Contact Us form, they could even schedule a callback based on your schedule. So it's really convenient. Okay. Okay. And then since you're working that other job full-time, this is kind of – I've been curious about this. I see some stuff online – that's saying 7 to 6, Monday through Saturday, but how would you like your hours of operation listed?
Yeah, that's perfect. I've got employees.
Oh, okay. Okay, it sounded like you were doing it on your own, so I was going, how are we going to work around that? Okay. But we do have a tracking system where if you didn't have somebody answering the calls, it would still forward their information to, like, this catch in your tracking system where it'll save their phone number and the keyword that they searched to find you and the zip code that they searched and called from if they're on a mobile device. So that way you guys can always call them back. But if you have an answering or somebody there to answer, like a secretary, that would be great. Make sure you're not missing anything. And then, okay, let me see here. Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and submit. All right, and then we're going to want to do a client interview with you. I got the approval for the website, so we're going to redo the content on the site with your permission, of course. Everything will get clearance from you. We'll send it over in an email before we actually fully remodel it. Okay, we won't do anything without your consent. Actually, I would need you to send over the company logo and any photos that you still wanted to use. Let me send you this email address here. Okay, there you go.
Why the review so bad?
What was that?
Why are the BBB reviews so bad?
For our company?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been here a long time. So our company, we've been around since 2004. There's about 32 complaints, I believe, the last time I checked on the BBB, but we still have an A-plus accreditation because none of them are unresolved. So 32 complaints over 18 years in business and none unresolved. That's why we keep that A-plus rating. So some of those people are still with us, believe it or not. We can't go in there and delete those reviews. So even if they continue to use our service, they stay up there even if we resolve the issues. It's interesting.
Fountain Valley, is that where you guys are?
Yeah, we have a Fountain Valley, we have a Newport Beach, and we also have one in San Diego, which is very south, close to the border. But the Fountain Valley and Newport Beach are the two original Orange County locations. I started out with the Fountain Valley location. I grew up in Huntington Beach, which is Surf City. I don't know if you'd listen to the Beach Boys growing up. Yep, I grew up there, and then now I work in the Newport Beach location. So they're all really close if you look at the map, and the Google headquarters is out of Newport Beach. So it's right next to us, right off the 405. They also had a Costa Mesa location as well, actually. If you look up Local Splash Costa Mesa, that was an original building that we had a while back as well. I think that one's still operating too. So company's pretty big. We have multiple locations. It's not a small Google partner by any means. Basically, our role as a Google partner is to host and maintain the online business profiles for the business owners that use Google advertising. And that helps Google a lot because they don't have to worry about losing you or retaining you, right? They're able to offer their services month to month. So we get in there and obviously make sure it's working properly, and that way you continue to come back every month. And that's about 83% of Google's, or 84%, I believe, last time I checked. Let me check again, actually. Of Google's total income, though, comes from small to medium-sized business owners like yourself across the U.S. that are putting themselves on the first page and running ads. What percentage of Google's income?
So let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Are the people that leave the bad reviews, are they like the niche companies like Basket Weavers?
That's 82%. Sorry, what was it? Are they the niche companies like Basket Weavers?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've gone through that a couple times. You know, Google doesn't allow us to remove anything. So they want real transparency on it, even though, you know, majority of our clients, you know, maybe about 2% of them actually leave reviews. Majority of our clients are very happy, but a lot of people, they just, even when they're happy and you enjoy a service, sometimes you don't go back and write about it. But the people who write bad reviews, I've seen different things. You know, I've seen things where people, they expect a lot to happen in a very short amount of time. Sometimes it's those basket weavers, you know. What I can say about Google advertising and the expectations when you sign up for something like this, is that, you know, it's the best form of advertising there is. It doesn't mean that the floodgates are going to open up tomorrow and you're going to get 100 installation calls. What I can say is if they are out there, they're seeing you, you know. So it's like if we can't get you a consistent flow of calls, and there's not a consistent flow of calls within 50 miles of your address to be found. But as far as reviews, we've had different kinds of reviews. I've had people be upset just because my reps called them. And we're actually offering them an opportunity that'll improve their business, but they don't want people calling them, you know? So they go in there and they write something about that. I've had people, you know, unrealistic expectation, various different things. So I try to be really thorough and transparent with the people that I work with directly, because, like I said earlier, we're putting you on a month-to-month campaign. So if you find anything that I'm telling you is untrue, then you're going to end up canceling the service, and we're not going to make any money that way. So we have to really walk on eggshells on how we do things. Does that kind of answer the question? I wouldn't say basket weavers, but they do tell us like to avoid selling certain companies because they're just not necessarily the best for this type of advertisement. And those are companies like, you know, small cleaning services usually. Like when people do residential cleanings, kind of like a Molly Maid, they basically tell us if those guys don't do janitorial service on a commercial level, then not even offer it to them. So, because the cost of what it takes to get it done and the return on investment. So the industries that do the best are the ones that are easily able to offset the cost of the optimization. Like for you, if you're doing $199 per month, how many clients are we going to have to bring you in order to offset that cost?
Not a whole lot.
Right, it's like one, right? I know, because we were working with somebody before in the service area. So pretty much the first conversion you get every month, you're already profitable, and that makes the retention and the business relationship a lot better. If you're a basket weaver, like you were saying, or if you're selling pizzas, you know, how many pizzas or baskets do you got to weave in order to generate $199 in revenue? It's not going to make sense. You know, we have the first guy I ever signed up when I started working here is a roofing contractor in the greater DFW, Texas. I've been working with him for 9.5 years, and he's still on board with us. He does amazing, you know, because one roof pays for the whole thing for the year. So he's had no problem just reoccurring annually every year. So every business is different, and your success is really going to be predicated on not just the company that you're working with, but the service area you're in, the industry that you're in. It's all going to be defined by that. And those are traditional metrics in any avenue, you know.
Well, a lot of bad reviews were saying they couldn't get the website up and running, and that's more on their part than y'all's part, I feel like, because I tried to Google verify, and then I waited a couple of days, and I went back in, and they're like, hey, you forgot the verification video.
Yeah.
I did the verification video. It's like, hey, everything should be good now. Wait a few more days.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's pretty – the websites – aren't even like a selling point for us. Like if somebody called in, because we're a Google partner, so all of our sites are usually in a package that has to do with the Google advertising. We don't, like somebody can't call in and say, hey, you guys build my website for us? I mean, we'll probably still try to accommodate them, but we usually don't, you know? The websites are things that we'll just throw in as added incentive if it helps us ensure your success with the Google placement.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah. So we're all about the placement, you know. There's guys on the first page that don't have a site and didn't want a site. And they go, nah, I just want a call button. And they actually do really well.
Yeah, yeah. I normally just use it for the call button.
He's like, I just want calls. I just want them to call me.
Yeah, but some people just want to browse your website, too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I do that with some services to see if they have a good website, just...
Yeah, a website is kind of like a first impression, you know, but you do want the phone calls, you know. Usually once you have somebody on the phone, that's where the opportunity begins, you know. How can I help you? What are you looking for? And then you have opportunity to provide a solution to whatever their problem may be, you know.
Well, you know, I haven't been with Angie's List very long, and they're pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But their conversion for me, like all they said was, it's going to be expensive. We know that. Answer your phone or call the customer back,
yeah,
and your conversion rate will be higher than everybody else's. And I promise, I'm closing like 75% of the calls that I answer.
Yeah. That makes me feel really confident when you say that, because we do have a voice verification that I'm going to have to walk you through here in a second. But part of that asks that you be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers, because that's a big dictator on what kind of return on investment you see in a campaign like this. But also the reason that made me feel good is because Angie's List and Home Advisor are owned by the same company, if you Google it, and that company spends about $6 million every month on this advertising, on Google advertising with Google.
Yeah.
So the leads that you would get from that platform are usually people who started out doing a Google search. You'll actually see if you look
Google.
Up insulation. Yeah. If you look up insulation, Home Advisor's down there, actually. It's got 10 of you on it. So all they're doing is reselling that. Usually that person, if they go past my guys, they probably already called my guys. Maybe my guys were too busy, out of range, whatever the case may be. And then they go down there and it tells them that they can get multiple quotes. So Home Advisor will actually send that one lead to about four or five of the contractors on that list. And so if you're getting like 70% of them when they're being sold to three or four other guys, imagine somebody calling you as a live call that's not going to three or four other guys. Yeah, you won't have to drop your price. You know, this is more quality because all your credibility is just right there. They have all your reviews and everything right in front of them, and you already showed up as a top option on the first page. So this will be a great fit. If you could do anything with that, and this is going to be a nice change of pace for you, it'd be like shooting fish in a barrel.
I heard everybody said don't use Angie's List or Angie's Lead. I do the lead and the...
Well, if you're an exception, there are some people that are exceptional at selling, or they have really good people skills, and they do well with that.
Not one. Yeah. I don't understand. Call them over the phone, and sometimes they're like, hey, I'm looking for spray... I don't do spray foam, but hey, I have another contact for you that does spray foam.
Right,
like,
right.
Well, they'll give me somebody else's, and I was like...
That's actually a complaint that I've had before with one of my guys. I'm cutting you off, sorry. There was a complaint that I had recently with one of my clients who used that system. And they were so happy now having first page placement because ours is keyword specific. So you won't get calls about spray foam because when people type in spray foam insulation, they won't see you. They'll only see you for the services that you provide. So that's part of our client interview. We're actually going to do that tomorrow. I'll set that up with you now, actually. That's the next part of this. But they'll go over the 15 keywords. We'll customize that. We'll customize the service area. That way, when your phone rings, it's qualified. You don't have to worry about it being an unqualified lead, and then you got to call Home Advisor back asking for your money back. So I'm sure after a month or two of this, you'll probably wind up leaving that system altogether if you haven't already. But for your client interview, Jacob, sorry, usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes to complete that interview. What's a good time for you tomorrow?
Let me check my schedule tomorrow. I've got a call at 8:30, a call at 9, a call at 10.
Well, we are 2 hours behind you, so it's only 3:13 here. So that would be really early. We get in here about 7, so the earliest I'd be able to do would be 9. Your time, and then the latest would be between 5 and 6.
Let's do 5 p.m. tomorrow. That sounds better.
About this time?
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounded like you were kind of busy earlier, too, so I think that's a good fit. But what I'll do is I'll send you a calendar invitation to the appointment to your Gmail, and then I'll also send a text message 1 hour prior, so about 4 o'clock, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes or you get hung up on a job, just let me know at that time. I could always reschedule it for you. But I do want to get the client interview knocked out before that PIN verification arrives, so that way we can have that ready to roll.
Perfect.
All right. So let me go ahead and confirm. All right. I'll send this over to you now. Save. Send client invitation. Invite all guests. Boom. All right. So you should get that email there shortly. Let me go ahead and invite the client interview technician. Now, it will be with a separate technician. Like I said, you still always have my direct number and extension. I'm your account lead, so if you want something done quickly, I get seniority here. I've been here a while, so I get you taken care of. Wait a minute. Did you get that invitation?
Let me see.
Okay. Just want to make sure the email's proper because I know I had a little trouble getting to your website proper. What did I do with that site? I know I had it open in one of these darn windows. I had so many windows open. There it is. Okay. Let me go ahead.
Okay.
But yeah, that's going to be with a separate technician. They're going to give you a call on this line that we're on right now, and it's going to come from the 877 number that I was texting you on.
Sweet.
Okay, perfect. So that way you know it's us. Okay, and then I already let them know to remodel the site. Okay, so it looks like we got all this squared away. Let me just make sure they hide the address. Submit. Okay, good. Okay, looks like we got all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. Let me just update your billing, because I had you quoted $199 for our pro package, but that package is normally $399, so I'm going to cut it in half. You're locked in at that rate, Jacob, so as long as you're with us, you'll keep the $199. That won't go up on your change unless you want to do like the AdWords campaign or if you want to upgrade to Google Guarantee in the future, but obviously we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I don't think you'll really jump into one of those until maybe you leave your day job there with the HVAC company.
Yeah.
So when you're at your day job and you come across somebody that needs insulation, do you usually refer them to your own business?
I haven't been. Kind of like a
conflict of interest. Yeah.
I don't want to step on any toes. Plus, I'm doing. That was the whole point. That was the whole point, was that I could not find a contractor to refer my customers.
Yeah. So you were like, hey, that's a whole opportunity for work right there. And go around and lay some stuff down.
Yeah, I just jumped off in it, and it started working out pretty well. So.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good industry, according to at least the analytics anyway. There's in the last 30 days, the insulation keyword has 1,812 hits. I was actually surprised to see that from your area. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 phone calls or anything like that, but hey, that's a good thing to see if you got 80-90% of the percent of them making their decision right here, you know. Sometimes people search 5 or 6 times over, sometimes too, so those numbers can be a little cute.
Good. 1% is still 10 phone calls, so that's
yeah. Oh yeah, easily. I always tell people that too when they look at the analytics. They're like, "Wow, 2,000 hits," and I'm like, "Yeah, but some guys might search like 5 times before they buy," you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but I have your billing updated here. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
I got a credit card.
Right, you said this was personal, though, and you're going to switch it later?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me just update this. And it's under Jacob Williams, or is there any middle initial?
Just Jacob Williams.
Okay.
And then what day is it going to come out?
Today. It's the 10th. Yeah, so it'll come out today, and then you won't get billed again until the 10th of November.
Sweet. Okay, cool. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, just let me verify. Is the billing address the same as the street address that the PIN verification is coming to?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready.
It is 4032.
4032.
1600.
1600.
1923.
1923.
8985.
8985. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0426.
26, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
575.
Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification as an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with you, okay?
What's it going to show as on the billing?
Local Splash, $199.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it'll come across as our business name. And then I'm not going to process it just yet, but I'll get you the invoice receipt and everything before I get you off the line. Okay, so you are on a recorded line. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner." It says, "To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?"
Rocket City Insulation, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jacob Williams, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, "To get results as fast as possible, Jacob, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?"
Yes.
Okay. "And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?"
Yes.
Okay, so that's just disclosure. Like, we know what you're already doing. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, make sure to double check so we can make sure that you're not paying for anything that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings.
Okay, cool.
All right. And it says, "The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up with our services, but it is paid out 1 month at a time. It's month to month, and you are not binded to any kind of contract." It says, "Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 10th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for the pro package. I've ordered a website remodel for you at no additional charge, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign." It says, "When the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew every month on the 10th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. It states you can discontinue or cancel. There are no cancellation fees, or at any time, I'm sorry. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that you contact us before the next billing is due if you are going to discontinue." And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Sorry, that was kind of long-winded. Did you have any questions on any of that?
I don't.
Okay. All right, so bear with me. You're going to receive some text messages here with an outline of your agreement in writing. It'll say, "Jacob, thank you for choosing Local Splash. So you're going to have your welcome email. The welcome email is also loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It's also going to have a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. I recommend giving access to that to your secretary or whoever usually answers the phone. So that way they kind of have that voicemail and pipeline in there. And then there's also a YouTube video attached to it that shows them how to use it. So you can always forward that over to them or sit down and kind of show them how to do it. It's pretty easy to use, though, for the most part. And then if they have any problems with it, just have them call in. And then it says you will be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. If you want to make changes, please contact your account manager at the number provided. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 9 to 6 your time. And then it says, great, my part is done. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Let me turn off this recording. Hold on 1 second. Okay. I hate that. I have to read it. That's why
I have to make the customer listen to an 8-minute disclosure.
Oh, man.
When I do phone financing, yeah.
Yeah, it's just part of it.
And if you talk, there's a moderator too, so like if you start talking like bullshit, and they'll be like, "Are you listening?" Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh no.
Yeah.
They started over. I've had to do that before too. I got caught up in the middle of it, and we started talking about something completely different, and they're like, "Okay, you got to restart this verification."
My days going on.
Yeah, I'm like, here we go. But I'm happy. I kind of stepped away from this part. Usually Tara, the rep that you spoke with in the beginning of the call, you know, I have about 40 of them that I get to kind of oversee. So I don't usually have to do this part anymore. You know, you're taking me back a little bit. Yeah, but the only time they have me get on the line is when there's like a price reduction that they requested. They don't have the ability to just drop the price on stuff without running it by us. Yeah.
Well, that's good, though. I don't give price discounts either, because then if I do, I wasn't being honest about the price up front.
Yeah, I tell them all the time. I'm like, if they're asking for a discount or right in the beginning, then just, you know, tell them to kick rocks. I tell them not to do it. But Tara was kind of explaining to me the background story when she transferred your call over, and that was the only reason why I kind of took it and decided to override that. She was telling me about the other stuff you were using, and I guess you guys had a good little chat together.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to rush her off the phone. I was in the middle. I was waiting on the customer's husband to come home, and he was like about to pull up, and how much is it?
Yeah, you were lucky, because if you would have told her to call her back, she probably wouldn't have done it, because they got a list of like 40 of you guys, 50 of you guys in the same area. Google like creates a qualified candidates list and kind of sends it over to them, and it's into this dialer system. So it's basically they fill the spots on a first-come, first-served basis, but I'm a supervisor, so it's not like I'm taking calls back-to-back. So when you were like, oh, can I call you in 30 minutes? I was like, yeah.
You're like, I was like
30
minutes. Give me
just
60 minutes.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. I sit back here, and I look like I'm doing a lot of serious stuff all day long, but I'm not.
You know people say that all the time, too. Call me back in 30. I'm just normally busy. I really am busy when I say that.
Oh, yeah. I tell my reps all the time. I'm like, if they tell you to call them back, like, you know, try them once. Yeah, but don't get caught up chasing them, you know, because that could just set you back.
I don't chase customers.
Yeah, it's all bad. And you just end up annoying them. Then you got a bad review. This guy's called me 3 times in the same hour.
And you kept saying call me back. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
One simple word I was looking for was no.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can't tell them no, that's all bad. But I tell them that all the time, because it's just like, you know, we're here to help provide them with a service, and they got to want to help themselves, you know. You can't always just try to shove things down people's throat, you know. It's almost like, it's really like teaching my kids to eat their veggies. Like, I know they don't want to eat it, but if I kind of sat down with my oldest and I showed him a picture of a really fat guy, and I was like, this guy eats candy and drinks soda all day, and I show him a really fit guy who eats his vegetables, then the kids are like, okay, I want to eat my vegetables, you know? So it's one of those things. You got to kind of let them want what's good for them. But okay, so there's a security question on here, by the way. Anytime you call in, they're going to ask a security question before they disclose any information about your business, in case it's like a competitor or another company trying to gather some information about your business.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. So they have three options for the security question. It could be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. Which one of those is best?
Do the city.
The city you were born in?
Yep.
Okay. And what is the answer?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Believe it or not, from my accent.
Yeah, I don't blame you for moving out of there. It's really nice downtown. I visited a couple times just to kind of go see the sights, but I've also made some wrong turns out there. It's there's a reason they got like one of the highest murder rates out there. It's scary parts.
Yeah, they're wild.
Yeah, especially I went in the wintertime too, so it was really cold, but it was Christmassy, so it had a really good feel. And then I've also went another time on St. Patrick's Day because I'm a quarter Irish, and I've always wanted to go see the Green River. So that was really
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was really fun. That's a lifetime experience I'll never forget.
That is amazing, man.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten that plastered.
Oh yeah, that's what you got.
Even my college days, I was like, oh wow, this is pushing it. Yeah. So
I was in the military.
Last time I ever hugged a toilet. Oh,
I was in the military, yeah, and I had like a duty the next day, and it was St. Patrick's Day, and I got so drunk the night before that I woke up like 4 hours late. Dude, I was in so much trouble.
Oh, no. You push up until your arms fall off. I like that you say that, though. My brother was a Ranger. I have a younger brother. He was in the Tomahawks. It was like 1st Infantry. Yeah. I think it was like 23rd. Yeah. Yeah, he did for 6 years from 2010 to 2016, and he was destroyed when we pulled out of the war earlier this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he went to Iraq and Afghanistan, so he was real frustrated. He lost a lot of buddies over there. He got discharged. He ran over I think it was an IED or something. They blew up his truck, and he's fine though. He didn't lose any limbs, but a lot of guys that were out there with them are like that, and they're missing a limb and stuff.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they're really good people, a lot of them. But they got a lot of, even my brother, my younger brother's got a lot of PTSD, man. He's,
Yeah,
he moved. He couldn't handle the city anymore once he got out of there. So he moved in like to a real rural area in New Mexico.
Bicycle lock. Oh, you right here.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to distract you. I know you were talking to that guy.
Nah, you're good.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, he just moved out to like a real rural area in New Mexico, and he's basically been out there sleeping with his gun for the last couple of years and his dog. But he recently got a girlfriend. I haven't seen him in a little bit. So.
I didn't do nothing that crazy. She was in the garden, and it was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. Our other location actually is really close to Camp Pendleton.
Yeah, I was out at Fort Irwin in PC a couple of years ago, and that was horrible.
I don't know
how to deal with taxes, man. It was ridiculous.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Beverage tax? Like a beverage tax? That doesn't make no sense to me.
Yeah. So I have two other companies. That's what I was telling you outside of that. Thank God for all the write-offs. That's why I was telling you get this as a write-off, because everything I could write off, like gas, everything I can, I put it down on the company's cards. And so that's one way I kind of deal with that. But the gas prices here are like almost $7.
Yeah, dude, I don't know how you deal with that.
It's pretty bad. But we're basically done with your initial setup. I can hear you running around back there. The only things I want you to really focus on, obviously, are that client interview tomorrow between 5 and 6. And then that PIN verification when it comes in the mail, like you could text it to me, email it to me, you can call in with it. Whatever way you got to get it over to me, just get it over as quick as possible so that way we can get everything launched. And then if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just give me a shout. I'll be here for you.
Awesome, dude. I appreciate that. Thanks for sending me your direct line. I'll get that over to you as soon as I get it.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm looking forward to working with you. And thank you for your service. That makes me feel good.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a great day. Bye-bye.